I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through Easter as we strive to experience each and every day more and more the wonders of Christ's resurrection and the grace and the glory of the Holy Spirit that he has sent for us. Today is Thursday of the second week of Easter, and we begin our meditation with a letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 8 to 11. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live together with Christ. For we know that Christ, having risen from the dead, dies no more. Death shall have no dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. For the life that he lives unto God. Thus do you consider yourselves also as dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. St. Gregory the Great, in his Dialogues, writes, Christ is risen from the dead, and death no longer has any power over him. Yet though he himself is eternal and incorruptible, he is again offered for us in the sacrament of the holy sacrifice. At this time we eat his body, and his flesh is given to the faithful for their salvation. Christ's blood no longer marks the hands of the wicked that killed him, but now flows into the hearts of those who follow him faithfully. The joy that we have in the promise of the resurrection has its source in the grace of the Eucharist. It is the Eucharist that is the means by which we are transformed into the likeness of Christ. It is the Eucharist that gives us the strength to proclaim Christ's victory. And so as we continue our journey in this Easter season, as we continue that path towards union with the Lord, we must be constantly fed at the table of the Eucharist. The Church refers to the Eucharist that we receive there as we're about ready to pass over from this life into the eternal life as viaticum, that is, food for the journey. And indeed, each and every time we receive the Eucharist, it is our viaticum. It is a necessary food for us to partake of on this journey. This journey from the life in which we now live into the life of which we seek to live, that life in the fullness of the grace of God. Let us continue to take the opportunity to partake of that Eucharist, for it is indeed in that Eucharist that we experience the reality of Christ's resurrection, that we receive the grace to proclaim that reality, and even perhaps more importantly, the grace to live that reality. And we will finish with our Easter refrain. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he conquered death, and to those in the graves he granted life.